The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington and co-host Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board by telephone, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your hosts of The Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Barrington Show. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us. Just listening and sit still and enjoy the show. Today we're going to cover quite a few things. They go deep, pretty deep. But we want you to understand what this is all about. So thank you very much for joining us. And we're going to go. Mary?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening. We're excited that you're on board with us and awakening and moving through all of these wonderful processes and listening to Barrington's insights and wisdom. So welcome to the show.
Welcome, everybody, wherever you're listening from. We do have listeners all around the world, and we're appreciating the fact that you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us. We're also very excited that you're taking an interest into your own lives and you're moving towards the hidden mysteries of nature in search of wisdom and knowledge. This is a big task. Thank you for joining us in doing so.
The Barrington Show is designed to help you achieve spirituality and assist you to reach your highest goals. This quest that we're on is about awakening to your best self, but you must do the work. It's important that we all do the work. If this is going to happen, it's up to you.
If it's going to happen, it is up to you, and that's pretty accurate. Your effort is what you're going to have to apply. And you must know who you are. You must know what you are. You must know why you're here on Earth. And all these things are the questions that's going to make you think. A lot of our show and what we talk about tend to just get you on the edge of your seat because a lot of us don't think outside of the box. And this is just allowing you to get familiar with just different thoughts that you may have. Now, are you willing to accept the entirety of your life's purpose, like the whole? You must be ready to accept positive changes in your life. And one of the things that I emphasize all the time is to thine own self be true. So be ready for the journey and do it willingly or not.
Okay, so as we're moving through our enlightening process and we are awakening, what Barrington is emphasizing here is that we have to be willing to color outside the lines and see beyond what perhaps we've even been told so far or what's been explained to us. So as we release the cover, we release the camouflage, everything that has been given to us that has kind of encased us or boxed us in. Now what we're doing is recognizing the whole of our existence, the cosmos, and that we're all part of the cosmos. And on the way here, Barrington, you were sharing information that that what's in the cosmos, this go ahead.
We talked about the fact that, you know, we're part of the universe and we're connected to everything. We're all connected. So all the planets in the solar system has an impact on the body, right? I don't know exactly which one does what, but all of them has an impact. For example, Mars, for example, would control the organs and stuff like that. The research is there for you to find, but we're talking about spirituality, which is allowing you to think outside of the box and think past what we may have been told, like Mary said earlier, what we may have been told by our elders, teachers, parents, society. All of it is good, but we want you to get used to being able to prove things for yourself. Just don't swallow it. Just prove it for yourself, because there's a lot of truth to it.
And in Barrington's book, Awaken Ascension Guide, there actually is information that describes how we've come from the cosmos, from many suns exploding and imploding, and all the stardust and particles and planets and you name it, has come to be exactly what you are right now and what you see and know to be around you. So that's in Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose by Barrington, Channeling by Mary. And you can purchase the book at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com.
So having said that, what we talk about is spirituality, and what we're trying to get you to understand is there's a lot more out there than you're aware of. There's a story that's been circling around. I think it originated in India. I'm not 100% sure. However, what it talks about is a school for the visually impaired. And the master heard about it and heard that the elephants were coming into town, and he wanted to introduce this to his students. So he brought them out there, and, you know, they all gathered around the elephant and started touching and feeling, because they can't see. And, you know, one would be touching the ear, the belly, the legs, the tail, the head. So they all walk away with their own impression of what this elephant is all about. Later on, when they compare notes, it was very far from each other. However, what we're trying to say is that because they were visually impaired, they were not able to see the entirety. What we're talking about is spirituality, which is what covers the whole elephant. It has its ears, its tail, its legs, you know, all the elephant parts. And being able to look at it, you'll understand that being a part of the universe makes you all that there is. Because if you are the universe, if the universe resides within you, you are the universe. You want to learn spirituality, because it helps you to understand who you are and where you're from.
Wonderful. Okay, and this also includes the entirety, the whole of what Barrington calls true love, and the real original stuff that we're made of. And as we come to be here in a physical body, we want to be able to experience true love.
Now, true love, having said that, you know, it does require sacrifices. You got to you must be able to sacrifice if you want to attain this true love. And you learn how to share. You learn relaxation. And the true love will bring you to yourself, where you can really say, I am true to me. The more you love you, the less you need or have to say about someone else. Because the true love that you feel will let you understand that person that you're looking at will be yourself, your brother, your sister, everybody. You are connected to that person, but you need to attain this true love to step into that.
Okay. We have an email here from Michelle, and I'm going to read it. Hi, folks. Interesting concept regarding the planets. How are we actually connected? I don't get it. Okay, so when things are created through the elements, and we're all made from the elements, and as they have come through history, evolution upon evolution, everything reworks itself, it recycles itself. So there are electromagnetic fields within our body, within every living thing, and also around the planet. And that's what stops everything from sort of merging into everything else, so all the particles don't touch. And we are part of this reality, which some people call the third dimension. So how are we actually connected? because Mars, Jupiter, Venus, Pluto, the stars, the moons, the suns, they have they have bodies that are made of elements that are the same elements that we're made of. So there is an interconnectedness because there isn't any separation between everything or from everything that's out there to what's right here, right now, as a physical form. So the connection comes through the elements and the recycling of the elements and also through energy, which has always been and will always be. So as we're forming into certain shapes and sizes and colors and et cetera, we also house energy. So between the energy and the electromagnetic field, we're all connected. That's the simplest way that I can say that right now.
You're connected to it because you're here, and all that exists is a part of you. The universe in a whole makes you you. You're connected to the trees, the water, the birds, the bees, everything, because whatever exists in the universe exists within you at the same portion.
Perfect. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Barrington Show and on Reality Radio 101. Our website is www.barringtonawaken.com, and our Instagram is at Barrington Awaken. And his book that has been out just for a while, for a few, maybe half a year, Barrington, Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose, Barrington Channeling by Mary. And you can purchase the book from Amazon.com and Amazon.ca. So thanks for listening to us today. And is it okay if I read the email?
Well, we want to thank you for your email, Michelle. Thank you for sending in. And I hope we answered your question. I hope we didn't confuse you any further. But if you want to look into it and realize that you are directly proportionate to the universe that you live in, and we're connected to it. All that there is a part of you, and it's all that there is the universe. So you are a part. You're not separate. You're connected to it.
Okay, and I'm going to read Nan's email, and then I would like to read a part from your book where you are describing what all that is, so that when you're talking about this throughout the show, that we know where you're going here. So Nan has emailed, "Hi, listening from London, England, sounding great, very interesting, love the show, thank you."
Thank you, England, thank you, Nan, thank you for your input, and keep listening because we're going to go a little deeper with this. We talked about true love and how you connect yourself, but in order to do that, you have to be pure within yourself. And I keep emphasizing, to thine own self be true. So you need to be honest and pure and true to take this journey. And there's no crooked steps. So we want you to come and do come correct.
Wonderful. Okay, so Barrington talks about all there is, and he has chose this name or title because we know that there's so many different belief systems around the world. So I'm just going to read a chapter from his book. All there is, the Supreme Being, the Absolute, Creator and Creatrix, Great Spirit, God and Goddess, Mother Nature and the Big Bang, the Sacred Self and the Divine Maker, Lord, are only a few of the many names used to title the life force that creates us. For the ease of our multicultural experiences, I embrace the sacred title, All There Is, as these words lend their way to an all-encompassing expression of our full creation. So this is what Barrington explains in his wonderful book.
Yeah, just a little section from the book there. And again, trying to explain to Michelle, if you don't feel connected, what you could do is start some meditating. You know, sit still, meditate, get a grip of who you are, slow the brain down, slow down. And it's a very boring thing to do, but you're learning. When you're sitting there, you're being filled with wisdom and knowledge. Inevitably, you'll answer all the questions by yourself, for yourself, and you'll understand why you're here.
Awesome. Thanks, Barrington. Okay, we have an email from Frank from Oakland, California. And thanks for telling us where you're from. And if you would like, anyone that wants to email us, let us know where you're from, if that's okay. Okay, Frank has emailed, "Hello, Barrington Show. I love the content every week. Thanks for the advice. Again, what is your book titled and where can I get it? Thank you." Okay, so the book is titled Awaken, Ascension Guide, Align to Your True Purpose. And a wonderful image on the front, Barrington's hands holding the world. Barrington, Channeling by Mary. And the guidebook is available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for that. I feel good. I know that, like I said, I'm very excited that we're taking a part of your life to learn more about yourself. And we're excited that you want to come on board and you're sitting there listening to it. If you're willing, take a step.
Wonderful. Okay, we have an email. Love the show from Emily. We love your wisdom and your insights. Thanks for making our Sunday so enlightening. Ginger and family from Ontario, Lindsay, Ontario. It's my beautiful daughter-in-law. I love her so much. So thank you, Emily, for
Thanks, Emily.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
And love her.
So we want you to wake up. And the reason this is important is because life is very, very short. When you consider how much or how long the planet has been here, our existence is just a snap of a finger. We've come and we've gone. In your time here, you can reflect on your great-grandparents that you hear about or the ones who's passed. You want to live the best life and you want to do it now. And in order to do it is to learn the entirety of your existence. Learn that there's a lot more to you than your body. Wake up and realize this journey that you're on is gonna will give you a better insight of life.
Wonderful. Okay, this email is from Carol Kennedy. Hi, Barrington. This is Carol from Ontario, Canada. Love the show. You mentioned that your book is channeled by Mary. Is this the same woman on the radio with you now? Barrington, what does it mean, channeled by Mary?
Well, I'm going to get Mary, yes, the very same lady on the radio now, and she's going to do a better job explaining what the channeling is all about. So from the lady in the book as well, is going to explain to you. So listen up, Carol.
Okay, Carol. Channeling is something that I do as a psychic medium. And I have an inner voice and I hear from spirit information and I'm able to bring that through and to offer it to other people. And I've channeled information actually from Barrington's spirit, from his higher self. Like this information that I have received is directly from him. And I have provided that to him so that he can put it in his book. So everything in the book is actually of Barrington's nature. I have helped him to bring the information through from higher fields of awareness or higher energy sources where we can connect when we meditate, when we hone our intuitive skills. We can tap into those other realities and receive the wisdom and the information. So I hope that helps you, Carol.
I hope so. It sounds awesome. And we're familiar with this. Now, everybody has that potential to do, I believe, to do this channeling, but you have to practice it for many, many years. Is that accurate?
Yes, the more you practice, the easier it comes to a person, and you always want to be focusing inwardly, never outwardly.
Right.
You want to be safe and focus inwardly. And I have been tested and evaluated through different fields, Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto, for one, so that we know that, you know, there's accuracy here.
And again, all that there is exists within you. The more you are willing to look within, the easier it is for you to tap into all these things. I'd like to say that when we search, we tend to search for something out there that doesn't exist. But I want to say the object that you're searching for, the searchlight is attached to it. So look within. Flip that light around and look within yourself, and all that there is exists there. I don't know that anything out there is going to come and rescue you or take you to a higher place. This is just my opinion. I'm just saying that all that there is resides within you. And the way to tap into it is by practicing. and just do your meditation, do your work, eat well, rest well. Don't be beating people up. And I've said this many times. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's not right, if it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Now that will allow you to line yourself up with good company. And that's where you want to be, within good company, and take the journey.
Yes, and you'll notice as you listen in every week that what we're always doing is pointing you inwardly. We're pointing you in towards your heart, your soul, your spirit, your connectedness, and how we're all interconnected. So we make sure that we tuck you in and we're pointing you in the right direction, which is you and all about you. As we gather, as we awaken, you still are moving inside of yourself to know what is there.
Claudette has written in and said she's a big fan of the show. I can't see on here where she's from, but she loves the show. She's a big fan. She tries to listen every week, and if she misses the show, she wants to know if we have it posted elsewhere so she could catch it at a later date. Not yet. We're working on it.
We're warming up.
Yes, the engine's running. Claudette, what we intend to do is to record the show and put them on YouTube so you could watch them and listen to them as a podcast later on. But there's so much happening. I'm so busy doing research for the show, doing the show, taking care of family, running the business on the outside. We just haven't gotten to that yet. Our budget doesn't exist for us to hire that person to do it all. And we're working on it, so it will happen. Just be patient with us. Thank you.
Thanks, Barrington. Okay, where are you here with what you want to talk about today? Oh, we have Jade Flight. Okay. Hi, Barrington and Mary. Love the show. Love the book. Love my life's true purpose. Thanks for sharing with us all to make positive steps forward. Thank you, Jade. Awesome.
Thank you, Jade. Thank you for being there.
Okay, we now have an email from John. Hi, I love the teachings of your show. It is so hard to be nice all the time to people, especially people who intentionally try to screw you. How do you cope? Thanks for the advice.
All right. So we knew we were going to get this soon enough, sooner or later. John, it's not easy. It's not an easy task. And if it was, I suppose everybody would be doing it. But you have to learn, or you should learn, to not allow that person to have an impact on your life. The one who's trying to, can we say screw?
I did.
The one who's trying to screw you. So yeah, there's that person out there. You have to understand he's just like you, or she, or they. However, they're not ready yet. They're not at that point right now where they can put down their differences and move towards a better life, towards a happier place. So practice that. It makes you the stronger one. And a good thing that I always say to them is just, hey, have a nice day, and give them a good smile.
Yeah, and what Barrington has talked about in his teachings is that we have layers and layers and layers on us that if we take them all back and we peel them all away at our core, at our original source, we're actually very nice and loving toward one another. But as we're here on Earth, our personality goes through so many experiences that tend to cover us up. So one of the things I would like to say is, if someone's trying to intentionally screw you over, are you with that person, and do you have to be with them? Like, why is that happening? Are you allowing this? Is it someone that is working with you and you don't want to quit your job, obviously? So are you bringing that to you, or are they there and you need to work out what Barrington says is just not take it as yours, because what they do has really truly nothing to do with.
It has nothing to do with you. What they're putting out there, it's only their filth. Imagine this person hates you. It's not yours. It has nothing to do with you. So it's hard, and I understand that you just want to, you know, turn around and maybe slug them. However, we can't do that because slugging is wrong.
Jeez.
However, you're going to just practice not allowing that person to get under your skin. Because once they do, or people, once they do, it's kind of, you know, really hard for you to take them out. So just give them a smile.
And they're not there yet, John. They haven't awakened. They haven't come into a realization of a real true kind of maturity that stops them from behaving the way that they are. They're not open yet.
They're not ready. They're not ready.
They'll come along later.
They'll never be able to see over that fence until they're tall enough. So once they've grown and understand a little bit more about themselves, they'll understand that the harsh words or actions that they take towards somebody else is actually impacting on them.
And it's not yours, so do everything that you can to not make it yours.
Let it go.
Roll it off.
Thank you, John. Okay, so part of this journey requires you to rest the body. You have to get good rest. So don't be up all night burning yourself out. When you rest, you're being your true self. You will realize the importance of rest when you get there. Be aware of being too ambitious, because this also takes you away from your journey. Now, a lot of people have been telling us all our lives that it's great to be ambitious, to go out and get this and do that. And I appreciate that. However, what would you do with all the stuff once you've acquired it? It's just stuff. Spend more time on you. Spend your quality time with you, with yourself, and learn the importance. And the stuff doesn't really matter because you can't take it anywhere.
Okay, thanks, Barrington. We have an email from Ray. Ray is asking, is channeling spiritual? Yes, it is. It's very, very spiritual. To me, it is so, so sacred. Do you talk to spirits? I am a medium, and I can communicate with people on the other side, especially for people wanting to know if their beloveds have passed over and are well and all of that. Who do you connect with? I connect with my angel Gabriel, and I connect with my spirit and my soul. And for the purpose of what Barrington is doing for all of us with the writing of his many books, I'm also channeling his higher self, his spirit, his energy, so that we can bring this information through. Because for me, when I understand Barrington the way I do, he's very, very ancient soul. And he knows that we are here to come together and to uncover ourselves and to be exactly in our truth. So I'm fully on board with him as he explores this for himself and for all of us. So thank you, Ray, for the question.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for the question. I hope the answer is satisfying for you. We talk about spirituality, and Mary just touched on speaking with the angels and learning, you know, other things out there that implements our lives, right? So what we're doing today, we want to ask you this important question, and it will allow you to step back and just, you know, try to be you, try to be your best you. So I will ask you, who are you without the labels that was given to you when you came to this planet, like your name, the titles that you may hold now, your cultural belief, other beliefs or other teachings that you may have gathered once you were here? If that was taken away from you, who would you be? You understand? And that's what we're trying to get to. Put aside the label and look within to understand yourself. Now, look, I've heard that for years, and I got frustrated many times. I said, how do you look within? You can't turn your eyes backwards. But you can rely on your ability to be a truthful you. Look within yourself. The answers come to you. Easy enough is if you were going to meditate. You're going to meditate. It allows you to be your true you. Okay, so you'll know who you are. You'll know what you are. You would also be introduced to yourself. Introduce yourself to someone. You'll know how to introduce yourself to someone without the labels.
Okay, Barrington, so I have a question. How would you introduce yourself without the labels and the names and the titles and everything that's been put on you or you have acquired? How would you introduce yourself?
What's up? No, you know, I needed to say that. Without the label or the titles or anything that was placed on me, my answer to you, if you were being real truthful with the question, is I am that I am. I am all that there is. I am that I am. I am that I am. That would be the answer.
Okay. I'd say I am what I am. Mm-hmm. Because I've heard you say that, and it sounds awesome.
I am what I am. And it sits without character, and it's without labels or a name. You know, we don't know anything about ourselves until we come here. But I am what I am, and so are you.
Okay. I believe I came here knowing a lot, and I came here into a physical body.
We do.
Okay.
We come here knowing all that there is, actually. And what happens is when we want to cope in our society, we learn how to compartmentalize everything so we can be a good son, a good mother, a good father, and we deal with these issues one at a time. But without that, you would wake up to realize your true self and that you are the universe.
Oh, and I love Wayne's email. Can you read it, Barrington? Because it's so awesome. Oh, you can't see it. Okay, I will read it then. Wayne Smile. Ah, hi, Wayne. I've heard a lot of good things about you and your beautiful wife. Hi, Barrington and Mary. On the topic of being connected, I think we are all connected to the universe the same way a wave is connected to the ocean. You can't separate the two. Great topic as usual. Regards, Wayne and Jen.
Accurate. That's pretty good, Mr. Smiles. You can't separate the two. What happens, though, is that we go into different areas of our lives and things change us. You know, imagine going to that beautiful wave and scoop up a cup of water. You will be as pure as it is. Now, you change that water by putting vodka in it or orange juice. It changes, and that's all that we do when we take on names, personality, titles, and all these things. Once we finish this journey, that water goes right back to its original source. And it is so direct. If you were to go out into the desert and spit in the desert, that saliva is going to make it back to the ocean because that's its natural source. Same thing happens to us. When we're finished with this body, we go back to all that there is. The
Wonderful.
Breath, the Thanks. First to come, the last to leave.
Thanks, Barrington. Now, Wayne Smile has an art show happening. Is that correct? Maybe he could send us the information and we can announce it on the air again for him?
Yes, that would be a good idea. The show is February 2nd, but this time I'm going to wait for him to send me the article.
Okay. All right. And you're listening to Reality Radio 101. Our telephone numbers are local GTA, so that's the Greater Toronto Area, 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. And Reality Radio will pay for your call. And you can email us today at instudio101@gmail.com. So that's instudio101@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hola, Stan says, from Barcelona, Spain.
Wow, awesome.
Listening to your show, very interesting radio show and topic. Thank you. Listening intently.
Spain. We're coming to Spain. We're going to look you up. Maybe you can show us around.
Thank you for that. We're on the radio. We're here for your benefit as well as ours. We're all connected. We're all the same people. You will not impact. One email we had earlier, a guy is saying he's being screwed by somebody else. I hope it's not in the physical sense. What we're saying, though, is that you cannot harm one part of your body without having the impact on the other side. If you hurt the right hand, the left hand's going to feel it. It's just more concentrated on the right hand side. So when we're mean to people and we criticize them and put them down, you need to step up and step away from that and walk away from it because it's not their issue. And a smart person is going to look at you and say, I hope you find help because the issue resides within you. And if somebody is doing that to you, do not take it on. It does not belong to you. Say to them, thank you for your gift of anger. I'm going to return it. You keep it.
Yes, and what Barrington's talking about here as far as affecting the whole, when we do something that's positive, we affect the whole of everything in such a positive, beautiful way. And when we do something that is ill-fated or negative, we also affect the whole. So perhaps, you know, even if this person is listening or someone that is listening that tends to be more negative or abusive or unkind, cruel, whatever that is, that you can realize that you are affecting the whole of everything. So try to be positive and maybe seek the love that you have within yourself and realize that you're probably covered or camouflaged by things that have come into your life that are not true or are controlling. And you may have hurt feelings that you want to just let go of and let be and realize that you're not alone because we are all interconnected.
This is true. We just got an email from Tom, and he's saying that it's off topic. He wants to know our input on the coronavirus. I don't know much about it. I have not been paying attention to it. Now, you also ask, is this God's way of punishing us? I don't think so. God is not the kind of person who wants to punish. Whatever happens to us, it's what we've done to ourselves.
Yes, and when these things happen, the more natural and organic that we are living our lives, because we are organic, we're made through organic means, the more natural we are, the more that we eat well and we care for ourselves and the environment and we are sustainable, the less that these viruses come to be. So as a collective, we have to understand that chemicals and toxins break down our system. Free radicals, bad metals, like all of this breaks down our immune system. So again, get those healthy vegetables and plants and blah, blah, fruits. And I'll talk about that in a minute, not now. But I don't believe it is a punishment either. I believe that we are not connecting to what is sustainable and we're not paying enough attention and it's causing our immune system to break down.
Actually, that is correct. Thank you, Tom. Okay, so we're going to talk about preparation for the journey. And now we've talked a little bit about getting yourself ready, spirituality, how to be connected and learn not to be evil or bad or anything like that. But you also have to prepare the body. You are connected to it, though you're just breath, not just breath. You are the breath of the body and it makes it move.
Like the life force and the essence of what we are when we're not in a body?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
That's what you are. But you still need to take care of it. It is your temple. You have to take care of it. If it falls down, you're falling down with it. So we've talked a lot about getting it prepared for your journey and eat proper. We talk about resting and, you know, just take care of it. Worship it. Because without it, you're not going anywhere. And I'm not even joking about that. So you need to take care of the body and make sure it does well. Now, one of the things that we're going to touch on in a minute or two is what you're going to do, what you will have to do to make sure that your body is at its best, the foods to eat and how to rest it. We talk about not eating the food that is prepared in the laboratory or the factory. Why don't you just eat the food that was
nature.
Made by nature? You know, eat the food that God made, not the one the lab made.
Whole.
Is it this story I tell my children all the time? So start with that and get yourself prepared. Now, I haven't said all that. We have an announcement to make.
Okay, so this is Wayne Smile, Encounter the Sculpture and the Painter. Wayne Smile, Paula Coop, McCroy. McCroy? McCroy?
Okay.
McCroy. Exhibition, January 26th to February 23rd. Opening reception, February 2nd at 1 p.m. Encounter the Sculpture and the Painter.
Yep, it's a wonderful show. I've seen some of your stuff. You showed them. We're at the house the other day, and that was awesome. We loved it. So we know if you're in that area, if you're in the Sutton area, and you're able to drop by and check out the show. Apparently, it's going on for a couple of weeks, January 26th until February 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
stop by.
It's more than a month.
Stop by, and you'll enjoy it. And there'll be something there for you. So do support this this show. Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay, what's the tell me I know this phrase that you love to say. Lay it on us, Barrington.
Which one are you referring to? Which of the many? let thy food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food. These are wise words from Father Medicine.
Hippocrates.
Yeah,
father of medicine.
Father
Wonderful.
Of medicine. Let thy food be thy medicine and thy medicine be thy food. Now, I've heard people say, what does that even mean? So if you eat properly and you exercise, the food is going to take care of your body. It is going to be medicine to the body. And it is designed, it was given to us by our Creator, and that's what we should be eating. And you do, you know, get all this stuff with proper rest. Now, it's not as tasty as some of the stuff that it's on the market right now, but we're trying to protect and take care of our organs, our body, our brain, and everything. The minute you allow this good food to go into your body, it will flush out what's not supposed to be there.
Okay, so with the, as far as the taste goes, if you're used to heavily processed foods and so on, your taste buds change as you do eat, you know, your fresh vegetables and fruits and et cetera. And we want to talk about the importance of cleansing the bloodstream because our blood transports nutrients and oxygen around the body and also helps to release toxins plus carbon dioxide, which leaves from the lungs. So we also want to cleanse our blood in order to prepare us, Barrington says, for awakening, because it quickens our vibration and also strengthens our immune system.
It also fills you with energy that fuels everything that we are.
Yep.
It allows you to elevate yourself to a higher level.
Can I share the blood cleansers that you like to have on a regular basis? Or do you want to share them
I'll do that.
Thanks, Barrington.
The blood cleansers. Now, I got introduced to this a few years ago, and it's not the greatest tasting thing, but we put something. It is not. I'm being honest.
I'm okay with it. I can go there.
People throwing things through the radio at me. So if this is what's important is that you cleanse your blood. And if you could get rid of the toxin from the blood, then you'll be well on your way to being clean. So what we talk about is if you could get green leafy vegetables into your body, you can make a smoothie out of it, or you can make a salad. So mm-hmm. if you're used to doing that, you want to add parsley, romaine lettuce, baby spinach, kale, broccoli, and you blend them up and you make a smoothie. And you drink this, and you want to add something in there that's going to give it a little bit of flavor.
Like
an apple.
And a little pinch of salt, maybe?
Mm-mm. Just like a half of apple. Just add a little bit of sweet to it.
I add a whole one.
I try to give this to my kids, and they're still running. I haven't seen them since. So I get that. It's not the greatest thing, but I'll tell you, for men, it really works.
Your libido.
Yeah, make your soldier want to stand up and salute. You know, and be at attention for a while, nice. If you know what I mean. I'm trying to be on the radio.
Yeah, you're doing well there. You can also add herbs that are both fresh and dried. That's also on Barrington's list.
The big thing, like I said, what this does, it actually gets into your bloodstream and it cleans it out and makes you a happier person. You'll feel lighter. But just, you know, like I said, the whole soldier thing, you might want to just check it out. It's good for women. It's good for everybody, even the kids. When mine comes back, I will force him to try it.
And
parsley, romaine lettuce, baby spinach, kale, and broccoli. And you could put some herbs in it, but I put a piece of apple or pear or something, taste banana. No, not banana. It changes the whole.
No.
Yeah, no banana.
Apple's good. Pear, probably. I put an apple in
and
mine.
Try it for a while. Don't drink 1 or 2 days worth and think you've accomplished it. No, just give it some time. It needs to get into your system and it needs to develop and make new cells, which I think takes about 5 weeks to do. And after that, you're going to be well on your way and you'll be saying, woohoo.
Awesome. And for talking about men and their health, pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds raw also help with the prostate, okay? So the prostate gland, so just letting you know that. Shall I read the email from Angela?
Angela, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Barrington and Mary. Your show is amazing. When is the tour to teach the world? Ha! Your mantra on life is so refreshing, honest, and integral. Thank you again for all of the advice and wisdom. We will be traveling, maybe this year some? We're going to see how our schedules are. We're trying to line everything up.
Yeah, it's all in the work. I mean, I've been doing this for many years, and I look back at some of the writings I had. It's been more than 20 years. So I've been doing this for a while, and being busy, raising kids, you get taken away from it. But something happened about 3 years ago that made me want to go out there and tell other people, because I think some are missing this very important information. And I understand now the way the world's working towards spirituality, more people are waking up, wanting to know more about their life and why they're here. The old traditional teaching seems to be breaking down. They're not, this is just my opinion, seems to be breaking down. I go back to the old churches I used to go to, and they're empty. Where did everybody go? So spirituality has been haunting me, and for a greater part of my life, I get messages, spiritual messages from my guides. Now, we haven't really talked about guides before, so that's a new word for you. Yes, you're not alone. There's somebody there walking with you all the time. It's a spiritual guide, and they're here to tell you. They reside somewhere in the gut, and we call it the gut feeling. Have you ever had that, I should have done, or I should not have done? That's the gut feeling, and that's your spiritual guide. It's trying to communicate with you, telling you which way to go.
Yes, and depending on why you're here and what your purpose to be here is about, that's what Barrington calls your earth walk. So it's connected to the agreements that you have with your soul as you are here learning and supporting the earth and the natural worlds. And I believe we're here protecting innocence as we connect to what true love is really all about.
Paul, and he didn't say where he's from, has said, am I aware of, there's a cartoon show called The Barrington Show. No, I'm not aware of that. And it's apparently very popular, and others may be confused by hearing this. No, I don't know that show.
You're not a cartoon figure?
I am
figment of my imagination?
The Barrington Show has nothing to do with the cartoon video. That's very popular. I've never even heard of it. Mind you, I'm not a TV person.
Maybe he's enlightened. And he's showing his stuff to the world.
To answer your question, Paul, no. It's not one of the same.
That's awesome.
And thank you for loving our show.
Now I'm going to look it up. You know that, right?
You probably will.
Yeah, I will. Okay, so I know that with the parsley, romaine, lettuce, spinach, kale, all the wonderful greens and your blood cleanser that you talk about, that the information you're sharing is to help us awaken into higher consciousness and to also prepare us for our spiritual journey. Is this correct, Barrington?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Thank me.
Yes.
Thank you. That is correct. All of what we're trying to do is to get you to this journey and the best way to it. Understand? And we want you to just pay attention. We're getting a lot of reviews on people calling in and loving the show. So it tells me that you're listening, and I'm just hoping that you'll take a step. Take a step towards, and we've talked about, you know, exercise that's going to benefit the body. We've talked about exercises, other things that's going to make you happier. The meditation. We want you to meditate. We want you to eat well, rest well. Leave other people alone. Leave people's business alone. You know, life is so, so short. And without paying attention to your own time, you'll wake up one day and realize you've missed it.
Yes. Thank you, Barrington. And you're listening to The Barrington Show. Our website is www.barrington.com. And our Instagram is @BarringtonAwaken. You're listening to Reality Radio 101. Our telephone numbers are local Greater Toronto Area, 905-725-1907. In North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, we are you can call in at 1-866-656-5477. And the email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Okay, and that sort of covers us. We're mentioning that along the way, one of the many things that we're putting into place is we're going to set up a nature sanctuary, and we're going to have people come visit us all the time and talk about their experiences. Eventually on this radio show, we'll have other people who are doing a spiritual work as well. We'll come and sit in and talk about their experiences. So there's a lot that's happening. It's one step at a time. We're doing the show. People are loving it. You're there with us. You'll be part of this from the ground up. And yes. From this little acorn, our mighty oak will grow.
Wonderful. And if you want to support the Nature Sanctuary and the Awaken Center financially, please get a hold of us. You can email us at info@barringtonawaken.com. Again, our email is info@barringtonawaken.com. And we're very thankful for those who do support us financially so we can purchase the land and get the Nature Sanctuary happening and have you all come to visit and have a walk and see the Awakening Center. And that's where you'll find Barrington in his temple.
I don't know if I'll be in a temple.
I'm going to be in a little one.
I go way back. I did a family search a couple of days ago and I found out that my great-grandmother is actually from New Delhi, India.
Nice.
We never knew that.
And where's your mother from?
I was born in Jamaica.
Okay.
Yes, my mom's farm. But so we did the search and found out, New Delhi. Who knew? This is interesting stuff. Thanks for the internet.
Hey. Okay.
Again, we're going to go into talking about spirituality, and we want you to wake up. Wake up. Live your best self. You don't have time to waste. There's no do-over. I said that last week again already. Wake up and be here. Be conscious. Be a part of the now. Today's the only day you have, and before you blink an eye, it's over. So make all the positive decisions for your life that's going to benefit your life. Make all the positive decision that's going to have an impact on you that will last for generations to come. Because when you attain this great wisdom, which is what you do in the journey of spirituality, you will be able to pass it on and raise the children a little better. I was having an argument last night, a discussion with a friend of mine who, I believe you only get about 5 years to teach your children. And after that, they've developed their own ideas and they move on. We had a disagreement. She disagreed with that, but I hold steady on the fact that we don't get a lot of time. Nature has made it easy for us to acquire all the knowledge that we need. Unfortunately, the time that to get it is short. So if we were going to live till we're 150, yeah, we'd be wise. We'd be intelligent. We'd learn not to hurt people, criticize or take from people. But we're not. We're living a lot less than that. We're getting confused and we're afraid. So because we seek all the time, the fear is building all the time. Take a journey with us and learn how never to be afraid. Because your journey, you are all that there is, nothing to fear.
Yes, and practice being your own best friend and applying all that self-love that you have within you. Let it come to the surface, because the more you practice being your own best friend, you learn how to give love outwardly. And the more that you are utilizing that self-love that really is within you, and you may have to bring it to the surface more and more, and that's okay. And you learn how to love others. We have an email from Susan. Hi, just wondering, do you teach classes or do seminars with the public? It seems to me that would be a very interesting time to get to experience what you are teaching in a live environment. Thanks.
We're setting it up. We have the space. We're trying to, yes. The answer to your question is yes, we do. You can contact us on the website and we could give you the class information. And we'll tell you when they're going to start. And we would love to see you there if you're nearby.
What's the closest intersection to
that's in Scarborough in Toronto, East End Toronto. And that's Morningside and Shepherd.
Thank you.
You're better off contacting us through the email on the website or Instagram. And we will walk you through it. We want you to come in and sit down. You're absolutely right. It's the better way to teach someone, to look them in the eye, and just hold their hands if they're a little bit nervous on how to begin this journey.
And this is a temporary location that we have until we make the bigger steps to purchase land and have...
Not too temporal. I've been there for 10 years.
Yeah, but not the Awakening Center.
No. I've been there in my office.
It's We're borrowing the upper space.
Portion. The mezzanine of the office has been there for 10 years. And trying to build, the first quest here was to set up get the books out there. That's what we're trying to do. And in doing that, the whole YouTube and everything else is working. So we're taking our steps, and the one is eventually going to be 1,000.
Yes, and if you have a fair group of people that would be interested in having us visit you, then get a hold of us, because that might be something that we can do, because we love to travel and we can come your way, so we can talk about that too.
That's an idea.
That's a great idea. I went woohoo when I thought of it in my head.
We baked last week and have a discussion about, you know, what is real, what is not real. Our focus here is for you to learn how to get rid of the some of the information that was given to you at some point in your life that's probably not true. You'll only know that once you learn who you are and once you become more of your own self. So we're not saying stuff that was taught to you is wrong. We're just saying it's probably not true.
Okay. We have another email from Cassandra. Hi, what is your website again? The website is www.barringtonawaken.com. Okay, and she also writes, sounds exciting about the Sanctuary Center. I cannot thank you enough for all of your advice every week. Thanks for this gift. And Cassandra, thank you for listening, because you're a part of what is happening here as you listen, and all our energy comes together and it builds up and moves around the planet and does some pretty awesome things. So, and thanks, Barrington, for what you share.
If you love the show, thank you, Cassandra. That's awesome that you said that. If you love the show and you're looking forward to seeing it or hearing it every week, or you might see it on the television at some point, pass it off to your friends. Mention it to them. See how they feel. Get their input on it. And we could grow together as a family. My intention is to let all of us be connected. We are one. It's one love for everybody. We're all connected. So the connectivity that exists will go to you, through you, to your friends, and it'll all end up right here.
Right in the center of everything.
Right in the center of everything.
Hello, Andy. Andy emails us, peace, love, nutrition, yoga, meditation, all good for the body, soul, spirit, and life in general. There's a powerful statement.
Way to go, Andy.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you talk about these things. Too many people really on drugs, alcohol, and very bad habits to get by in their lives. I love the nutrition aspects of your show. We are what we eat. This is true. Thanks for the advice. Nice.
Thank you, Andy, for pointing that out. Part of what we're doing, and we're not going to tell you to give up your drugs and your alcohol and your rock and roll or whatever it is. We're not saying that. We're saying that if you take another path, you may not find these things necessary. You understand? So when you learn to get into the meditative state and you learn to get into your proper rest and you're eating properly, you will instantaneously realize a lot of the things that you used to do, you do them no more. You just walk away from them or they fall away from you. The habits that you have that you're not enjoying and you may consider bad habits, we're going to replace them with good stuff.
Yes, and the easiest way to hang on to the good habits is to make sure that all your good habits are the path of least resistance. So it's so easy for you to keep up with your good habits and to increase them. And the bad habits, what you do is you make them so difficult to get a hold of. For example, having snack foods, well, if you have to drive to the store at 11 o'clock at night, maybe you just go, I don't want my snack foods tonight. So you make it really difficult to get at the bad habits. So that's a little bit of a help. And Barrington.
Now, you are the ruler of your own domain with majestic qualities. Realize that about yourself. You need to know that.
Can you,
you
repeat
are the
what
boss.
You just said again,
You
please?
Are the ruler of your own domain.
Thank you.
Of your domain with majestic qualities. And you must know this about yourself. And everybody carries this. For those who are aware of their inner power, they are, for those who are aware of their inner power, they are able to create better outcomes.
Right. That's going back to the positive lifestyle, being your own best friend. Really knowing how to be your own guardian to keep the negativity away from you.
Just govern your own life. And I want to say, just don't take another person's word for it. It may be true, including
mine.
Do
the research and find out whether it's true or not.
You know, but you want to do the research. You want to see what's beneficial to you. And you want to take this on as a positive step towards what's to come in the future for you. look at spirituality, look at your better self, be kind to each other, love one another, and just be a happy person.
And eat the rainbow, fresh the fruits, rainbow. Vegetables, berries, citrus fruit.
And don't let anybody screw you. I just thought that was funny. He said that. Thank you.
Eat your salad, your leafy plants and lettuces and all the good stuff and cleanse your blood.
Enjoy the week. We hope to see you. Join us next week again. And we'll take it on when you come to the Barrington Show on Sundays at 3 o'clock until 4.
Eastern Standard Time.
All that there is, thanks you. Support your well-being.
And thank you, Barrington, for all that you do for us. And we're sending the love out to you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.